If money is the oxygen of federal programs, then the incoming Trump administration will have to unblock some of the tubing. Data analysis by Govini shows hundreds of billions of dollars in expiring contracts, but billions more are already obligated. So the question of what the new administration can accomplish might depend on how much funding it can get reprogrammed. Joining me with more, Matt Hummer, Govini's Director of Analytics. Matt, good to have you back.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, so you looked at a lot of contracts. Tell us about the study that you did in the first place.
Yeah, sure. 2 million contracts, to be exact, actually, Tom, that are set to expire in 2017. We took a big data approach to analyzing the amount of money that's going to be available to the new administration in 2017. We scored 19 agencies, and we identified them based on two primary key drivers. One, the value of contracts that are set to expire in 2017, and second, their ability to actually reprogram a lot of this money towards new priorities, potentially new contractors, basically an opportunity to reevaluate or revisit the underpinnings of the agreements.
And how much contract money is expiring in 2017?
It's quite large. It's $406.9 billion across 19 federal agencies.
Well, isn't that almost all of federal contract spending in a year?
That could be, but yes, so that amount of money is spanning multiple years. But
Got it.
It's an opportunity for those agencies to take a lot of the body of work that has been done and redirect it towards new things.
So when you say reprogram, you don't necessarily mean changing the purpose of a money as appropriated by Congress when you have to go get congressional opinion, but simply reprioritizing with new contracts?
Exactly. This administration is coming in at a time it doesn't have its own budget. A lot of its priorities are the complete opposite of existing priorities under the Obama administration. So existing work that's oriented towards programs that are doing different things. Some of the highly politicized organizations like EPA, Department of Labor, they're going to be essentially doing the opposite of what they were over the last 8 years.
Yeah, for example, let's talk about EPA. They have a clean water initiative that has been a kind of a centerpiece during this administration, and they have a clean air initiative. Some of the people that are opposing that have said, well, they're misinterpreting the enabling legislation. And so that's the crux of the argument here. And as we've heard during confirmation hearings and what the president-elect said when he still was the president-elect, we're gonna reverse some of these policies. You found that there's contract money against some of those initiatives, I guess, in the form of management support and other things?
Exactly. So EPA is an interesting case where a lot of the work that has been done under the Obama administration has been policy oriented, but they're also investing a lot of contracting dollars into renewable energy projects, all sorts of clean energy initiative infrastructure type stuff. So I would presume that a lot of that could be not so much canceled, but that's not going to be a high priority under the next administration. So the contractors that are best suited to do what appears to be a lot more carbon energy-rich programs are going to be the priority rather than the clean energy ones.
Now, what about grants? Because a lot of that money is grant money. Did you look at total dollars or only contracting dollars, or did you make that distinction with contract and grants?
Yeah, so this is just contracting dollars, Tom.
Okay, so I guess we can't really tell from the research, but it's possible that much grant money could be also switching priorities.
Certainly. That's always the case, and I think that's the value that we're adding with this study, where because a lot of the funding mechanisms that are in place are going to have to be reoriented towards new priorities, a lot of that is going to happen through these contracting dynamics.
And you mentioned EPA. What are some other big agencies that might be switching priorities?
So through the methodology, we identified four sets of companies. The first set of companies are large agencies by contracting, expiring contract dollar value that have a higher reprogramming potential. The second are smaller ones that also have a higher reprogramming potential. And the third and fourth are really larger contracting agencies with lower reprogramming potential and smaller contracting agencies with lower reprogramming potential. So out of those four quadrants, it was the Department of State and Army that stood out among larger contracting agencies that have higher programming potential. So you can assume that the Trump administration is going to lean heavily on those agencies for its to implement its agenda, specifically Army within DOD. And, of course, state is going to be a great foreign policy tool.
We're speaking with Matt Hummer, Director of Analytics at Govini. And so if you look at, say, the other quadrant, at the lower left quadrant, we can explain to people is low reprogramming potential and low value of expiring contracts. You have the Agriculture Department and HUD and Treasury. Probably not a whole lot of revolutionary change could happen in those.
Right, yeah. And then also Department of Transportation's in there. Our analysis shows that both DOT and Treasury happen to be very critical agencies to the administration's agenda. Obviously, tax reform in Treasury and Department of Transportation for infrastructure spending. Those two agencies could see a lot of attention, a lot of movement in terms of contracting. USDA and HUD, less so. HUD's not a huge priority within this incoming administration. And USDA was one of the last agencies to receive a nominee. However, very important to what we do with our food supply.
Well, how is it that the Army has high reprogramming potential and a lot of dollars, but the Navy, which has a lot of dollars, has a lower potential for reprogramming? How did that come out?
So Army is a very unique agency and situation. So under the Obama administration, contract obligations, annual contract obligations, have decreased 50.1%. And there's really three measures that we use to determine whether or not an agency has the ability to reprogram. It's the amount of dollars that are set to expire in 2017, the share that those dollars represent in an agency's annual spending, and then also the competitiveness at that agency. So Army scores very well in all three of those categories relative to Air Force and Navy, which some of the competitiveness measures are lower because a lot of the work they do is very complex that requires very sophisticated solutions that only a few people can do. And then, of course, a lot of the money that they are spending are tied up in multi-year programs. A lot of those contracts aren't coming to be renewed.
So that could really be reprogrammed in the legal sense.
Yeah, technically. And we've seen President Trump look to do that with his engagements with Lockheed Martin and some others.
So the incoming team, like all incoming teams, is probably looking at the people that are in place, say the career people, and trying to get appointees that agrees with it into the appointed positions, the 4,000 of them. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how closely they're looking at the contracting side of things as a way of leveraging what it is they want to do.
Yeah, that's exactly the point here is, you know, an administration has a very tough task. They have to implement broad change. They have to use the contracting community to do it along with its personnel. And so a lot of it's a change management question. And what we're presenting to your listeners and Washington at large and the industry is there's a real opportunity for agencies to take advantage of some of these expiring contracts to reorient them towards these new priorities that are set by the administration. It's also an opportunity for contractors to lean in and help those agencies do what they need to do to be successful under this new administration.
Let's just briefly, before we close out here, talk about Veterans Affairs, because that's been something that Trump has talked about a lot, and it's been something that has really preoccupied the Obama administration and Congress. There's been a lot of change at VA. Mm-hmm. What do you see ahead there?
Yeah, so I'll just put a data point behind what you just said, the priority of the Obama administration. Actually, annual contract obligations at VA increased by 46.6% under Obama's watch, one of the highest increases among agencies. The only other one that had about that high is HHS, and actually it was about 63.6%. Anyways, VA, you're right. It's in the position for significant change. The president with his nominee selection is hinting at a combination of a public-private partnership approach to delivering and managing care. Some of the companies that we see that have been helping VA deliver on its mission that have some risk from these expiring contracts actually include Microtech, Calibri Systems, Harris, and some other federal systems integrators well known in the area, CSRA, HP, and Booz Allen. A lot of that has to do with the enterprise IT systems that help manage the care systems, and that's going to be a large focus for the next administration.
So portfolio review by both contractors and government is probably something that ought to happen right now.
That's exactly right. And you're seeing it in the nominee confirmation hearings. When they're asked tough questions, their first answer is, well, once I assume office, I'm going to take a thorough review.
Matt Hummer is Director of Analytics at Govini. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.